It is possible. It is possible to live without desire. To live from a desireless state of being. But it is not possible to do that by suppressing one's desires. As long as we believe that there is something or some person out here in the world of effect or form, in this material sense of world, that we feel we need or want, we are going to have desires. If we feel that some person or some job or some amount of money is necessary for our well-being, I don't know how you can give up the desire for it. So how can you live without desire? You live without desire when you realize that you do not depend on anything or any person in the manifest realm. In other words, when you have come to realize that this is a spiritual universe. This is a universe formed of consciousness, and all reality is spiritual. It's of God. And because it is of God and is spiritual and consciousness formed, it is omnipresent. It is already there within your consciousness. But it is not a thing. It is not a Cadillac car. It is not so many dollars. It is not a job. Supply is not those things. Happiness is not those things. Supply, happiness, joy are spiritual. And they are qualities, activities, functions of consciousness. If you desire something out here, you are living out from a state of limitation for material sense. This sense that there is a material world made up of separate human beings is a sense of limitation. In the material sense of world, there is only so much, and it has to be divided. In the spiritual universe, which is your true abode, there is only infinity. And it cannot be limited. It is already within you, not within this physical sense of body, but within the you that is consciousness, which is so great, so large, so big, that it contains within itself your body, your spiritual body. For remember, this is only the picture that you can throw darts at, this that you see. But the body that you have, which is eternal in the heavens, this spiritual body, is within your consciousness, formed by your consciousness and forever maintained by it. This consciousness is so big, so vast, so all-inclusive that it embodies all the supply there is in the world, all the spiritual meat, spiritual bread, spiritual food. That's all within your consciousness. The reason we are limited, the reason we have problems, is because we think it's something out here that we have to have. And it's not out here. It is your consciousness. And when you learn that principle and grasp it, your consciousness then unfolds as whatever is necessary for the fulfillment of life. And your mind, being a transparency for that consciousness, appears as the food, the job, whatever is necessary. That's the effect. But if you seek that, you seek something limited. And your concept, then, of what it should be. But if you have learned to trust that consciousness that you are, which is all wisdom and love, it will reveal itself to you as every good and beautiful and perfect gift, and as far more than you could imagine, because your mind, when it is dwelling on material things, is a state of limitation, and it cannot conceive of the wonders and the glories that are prepared for them that love the Lord their God. What does that mean? It is prepared for those who seek only that presence within them, and who love it supremely, that they would rather tabernacle with it than with any person in the world. There is no one who need ever be lonely. Don't tell me that you are lonely. For you have within you the divine companion. You seek it out here in forms, in persons, and they fail you. They desert you. They leave you. But seek the divine companion, and that divine companion will appear as love and companionship unto infinity. But you have to do it with your whole heart and mind and soul. It won't do any good to say, I love you, God, so much. I want to be with you all the time. And then turn around and forget it completely and devote your whole time and attention to trying to get something out here. You can't fool God. God knows. You know why? Because God is your own consciousness. And so God knows exactly the thoughts and intents of the heart. And you can't fool it for one single second. Now this person is thinking of desire as a necessary spur to achievement and success in this world. But to desire something is to keep pushing it away. It's to admit, I have not. It's to admit that you lack something. And that will be your experience. You will keep on proving that you lack. But if you begin by realizing your own I have-ness, that you already have all that the Father has, you will see it unfold and express in unlimited ways which you will be able to understand and which the mind will interpret as some form out here. But never try to demonstrate the form. Demonstrate the presence of God. Realize God. And all these things shall be added unto you, and they won't make a bit of difference. And if the things are taken from you, it will not matter. For you are not living on the husks that the prodigal lived on, and it didn't provide very good nourishment. You are then living on and out from the consciousness that you are, which is infinite, and it is invisible. Consciousness is invisible. Supply is invisible. Love is invisible. And yet it finds visible expression. But we mistake the expression for the substance. This is a spiritual universe, right here. This earth is heaven. It is the kingdom of God. And if we are not finding the kingdom of God here, it is because we are seeing it from the standpoint of materiality, from the standpoint of form out here. When you release every desire, it seems that everything comes to you. Things that you couldn't possibly have wanted or dreamed of come flowing forth to you. Not really coming to you, but flowing forth out of you into form, but not because you have mentalized and prayed that a certain thing be yours, but because you have thought nothing but the one needful thing, which is God. The eye of your being, your very own self. And seeking that, you have it all, wholeness. And what do? We seek health in the body. And we think that because this body aches or has a pain, that we are sick, and that our life may be extinguished. That's all a part of the appearance world, the world of illusion. So it is more important than I can put into words to understand the nature of your being. Spend time contemplating it. Do not hesitate to take into meditation every day, maybe many times a day. Let that be your entire meditation for a period of time. Who am I? What am I? It'll keep you busy a long, long time, but great and beautiful things will unfold to you in consciousness as you realize the nature of that I that you are, its infinite nature, its unlimited nature. Limitation of health, limitation of joy, limitation of supply, limitation of employment. That's all the appearance world. That's all this world out here. And as long as we try to improve this world, we have the husks. We don't have the substance. And the spiritual world, where we really live, and which is the only real world, doesn't have to be improved. And so we rest in the consciousness of its perfection and its omnipresence, and that it is the only power and there is nothing to oppose it.